ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 5। The today's verse is in prose form, so you may not repeat, just I have to read. Sri Suko Vacha Badhamuktam Bhagavata Uttama Shlokasya Srimad Charanavinda Makarandarasa Avisita Chetaso परमहंस दैतकथां किञ्चिदंतराया विहितां स्वां सीवतमां पदवीं न प्रायेण हिन्वन्ति। वर्ड मीनिंग श्री सुको वाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड बाढ़म करेक्ट उक्तम व्हाट यू हैव सेड भागवतः द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड उत्तम श्लोकस्य हु इज प्रेस्ड विथ एक्सलेंट वर्सेस श्रीमत् चरणारविंद ऑफ द फीट विच आर जस्ट लाइक द मोस्ट ब्यूटिफुल फ्रैग्रेंट लोटस फ्लावर्स मकरंद हनी Rasa, the nectar, avesita, observed, chetasaha, whose hearts, bhagavata, to the devotees, paramahansa, liberated persons, daita, pleasing, glorification, kinchit, sometimes, antaraya, by impediments, vihitam, checked, swam, own, saivatamam, most exalted, padavim, position, na, do not, prayena, almost always, hinvanti, give up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki, translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, what you have said is correct. The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, praised in eloquent transcendental verses by such exalted personalities as Brahma, are very pleasing to great devotees and liberated persons. One who is attached to the nectar and honey of the Lord's lotus feet, and whose mind is always absorbed in His glories, may sometimes be checked by some impediment, but He still never gives up the exalted position He has acquired. Purport. See, Sukadeva Goswami accepted both the king's propositions that a person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness cannot embrace materialistic life again, and that one who has embraced materialistic life cannot take up Krishna consciousness and at any stage of his existence. Although accepting both these statements, Sukadeva Goswami qualified them by saying that a person who has once observed his mind in the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead may sometimes be influenced by impediments, still does not give up his exalted devotional position. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there are two kinds of impediments to devotional service. The first is an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. This is called Vaishnava Aparadha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned his devotees not to commit Vaishnava Aparadha, which he described as the mad elephant offense. When a mad elephant enters a beautiful garden, it destroys everything, leaving a barren field. Similarly, the power of Vaishnava Aparadha is so great that even an advanced devotee becomes almost devoid of his spiritual assets since Krishna consciousness is eternal, it cannot be destroyed altogether, but advancement may be checked for the time being. Thus Vaishnava Aparadha is one kind of impediment to devotional service. Sometimes, however, the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee desires to impede one's devotional service. For example, Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaksha were formerly Jaya and Vijaya, the gatekeepers in Vaikuntha Loka. But by the desire of the Lord, they became his enemies for three lives. Thus the desire of the Lord is another kind of impediment. But in both cases, the pure devotee, once advanced in Krishna consciousness, cannot be lost. Following the orders of his superiors, Swayambhu Manu and Lord Brahma, Priyavrata accepted family life, but this did not mean that he lost his position in devotional service. Krishna consciousness is perfect and eternal, and therefore it cannot be lost under any circumstances, because the material world actions to advancement in Krishna consciousness, there may appear to be many impediments, yet Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, declares in Bhagavad Gita 9.31, Konteya pratijanihi nam bhakta pranasyati. Once one has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord, he cannot be lost. In this verse, the word Sivatamam is very significant. Sivatamam means the most auspicious. The devotional path is so auspicious that a devotee cannot be lost under any circumstances. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita by the Lord himself. Partha eva iha na amutra vinasastasya vidyate. My dear Arjuna, for a devotee there is no question of being lost, either in this life or in the next. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord clearly explains how this is so. Tatratam buddhi sanyogam lavate purvadehikam yatate cha tato bhuyaha samsidhau kuru nandana. By the order of the Lord, a perfect devotee sometimes comes to this material world like an ordinary human being. Because of this previous practice, such a perfect devotee naturally becomes attached to the devotional service, apparently without cause. Despite all kinds of impediments due to surrounding circumstances, he automatically preserves the devotional service and gradually advances until he once again becomes perfect. Villamangala Thakur had been an advanced devotee in his previous life, but in his next life he became greatly fallen and was attached to a prostitute. Suddenly, however, his entire behavior was changed by the words of the very prostitute who had so much attract, and he became a great devotee. In the lives of exalted devotees, there are many such instances proving that one once has taken to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he cannot be lost. Konteya pratijanihi nami bhakta pranasyati. The fact is, however, that one becomes a devotee when he is completely freed from all reactions to sinful life. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Jesam tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandamaha nirmukta bhajate bhajante imam dhradaprataha. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the dwellin, engage themselves in my service with determination. On the other hand, as Prahlad Maharaj said, Matir na Krishne parathasvatova mitho vipadyeta grihabratanam. A person who is too attached to materialistic family life, home, family, wife, children, and so on, cannot develop Krishna consciousness. These apparent contradictions are resolved in the life of a devotee by the grace of the Supreme Lord, and therefore a devotee is never bereft of his position on the path of liberation, which is described in this verse as Sivatamam Padavim. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitam Sa Namang Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Krishna Jagannatha Jaya Vaikuntha Namadrik Jaya Deva Kripa Sindhu Jaya Lakshmi Pate Prabhu Jaya Nirambujasyama Nilaji Mutasannibha Jaya Padma Dharitribhyam Nishevita Padambujam Janardana Jagata Bandho Saranagata Palaka Tvam Dasa 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 Nam Dasatvam Dhime Prabhu Dasatvam Dhime Prabhu. So we are in this part of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the life of Priyavrata Maharaj, we are finding a real match, a contradiction. And Maharaj Parikshit is raising this question to Sukadeva Goswami, that how come this happened? That a person who is totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and he has taken Vairagya Dharma, totally given up materialistic life fully, and has taken full shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, how come he can come back again to be contaminated again in materialistic life? And again, if someone is fully attached in materialistic way of life, how he can again attend Paramapada? Because in the life of Priyavrat Maharaj, we are seeing both things happened. Priyavrat Maharaj was the son of Manu, Swayambhu Manu. There are two brothers, Uttanapada and Priyavrat. When Uttanapada became Grihastha and became the Priyavrat Maharaj, same time he became the disciple of Narada Rishi, the best spiritual master, the best preacher. He became the disciple of Naraji, and Naraji is Vairagi. So he, by according to his teachings, he left family life and kingdom, everything, and went to forest and was performing in Vairagya Dharma. Maybe he has taken sannyas. So he was performing devotional service in forest somewhere else, not in material world. He has given up the society. So then, after some time, when Swayambhu Manu became almost old, Uttanapada also, so then there was nobody to take care of the Manava Samrajya, the whole world, somebody should become king. Manu Maharaj became old already, so he went to the forest, find out the ashram, and requested Priyavrata to come back, to his son Priyavrata to come back and accept the kingdom and accept what is necessary. That means accept family life, get married and be settled up and take charge of the kingdom again, ruling again. And the father Swayambhu Manu is requesting. He went all the way to the ashram in the forest and requesting. And then Priyavrata, he refused directly to his father. He said, no, I am not going to go. I have already taken sannyas. I have taken totally given up materialistic way of life. So I am not going back again. So don't disturb me. So then Swayambhu Manu, he said, what to do? My son, he is not obeying me. So he come back and went to his father. His father is Brahma. So he requested his father, this is this, nobody is there to take care of. I am already old, so he is young. And he is, I know, he is very competent. But now he is Vairagi. He don't want to come. He does not want to come. So please help me in this situation. You are Srishtikarta. We have to take care of this planet. And without Manu, without the ruler, how society can be ruled? So then Brahma, with all his rishi sons, 10 among them, he all of them, they come to the ashram of Priyavrat Maharaj. Priyavrat, and with Swayambhu Manu also, and they requested again. So now, he obeyed their order. He accepted their order and he come back to family life again. He married and became king again. And he ruled for the kingdom for several years. And after that, he again come back and again attend to the feet of Lord, lotus feet of the Lord. So when Parikshit Maharaj heard that, how come this happened? How come he come back again? And after coming back, how come he went back again? So when Parikshit Maharaj asked this question, by hearing these contradict questions, Sukadeva Goswami, first of all, giving thanks to Parikshit Maharaj. Yes, Badham Uktam. Whatever you said, that is correct. No doubt in it. That once a person, a devotee, is fully absorbed and given up materialistic life and attached to the devotional life, he cannot come back. He should not. And if somebody attached to the materialistic way of life, and he cannot attend the lotus feet again, both are totally opposite. But in the case of some pure devotee, it is beyond logic, beyond our imagination, beyond our thinking. Durbitarka, we cannot judge ourselves. No question of our logic and thinking will access to them. They are pure devotees. And then Prabhupada is citing the example, the explanation from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur saying, for a devotee, though there are many impediments for an ordinary devotee like us, but an exalted devotee, there are two main impediments for their devotional life, for their Krishna consciousness. What are these two? The first and foremost one is Vaishnava Aparadha, committing offense at the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered this an offense. Very, very dangerous. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describing the mad elephant offense, he is saying, when a mad elephant enters to the garden and the Bhakti Lata is very, very delicate creeper. We have to take extra care for the creepers to grow up. And not a goat or a cow, it's an elephant, mad elephant. Though elephant will not eat creepers, but he can by his feet he can just smash it. And do you think if a mad elephant put his feet on a creeper and the creeper will again grow up? Is there any chance? No. But then it is said in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna that devotional service cannot be destroyed. Partha naiva iha na amutra vinasastasya vidyate salpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Krishna can devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if have started, then there is no question of lust in this life or in next life. Vinasa sastha, it is avinasi. It cannot be destroyed by any means. But then how mad elephant can destroy it? The offense can destroy it. So then Prabhupada is bringing some point in middle. He is saying, no, it cannot be destroyed almost. So what is that? It will be checked. It will be stuck. It will not improve again. It will be checked for some time. No improvement. No progress. If you commit offense, then you will be in stagnant stage. Progress. So then, how to start this impediment, Vaishnava Aparadha? There is many ways to get away from it, get rid of it. You have to find out to whom you have committed, for whom you have committed offense, go and beg excuse from him. If he is not allowing you, if he is not becoming merciful to you, then you take shelter of the holy name in some ways, and always serve him, always praise him. In this way you can get rid of that offense and again you can start progress. But there is another impediment for an exalted devotee. That is special. What is that? That is the desire of the Lord. And sometimes the desire of devotee even. Prabhupada is saying even sometimes the exalted devotee and sometimes even the Supreme Lord himself, they desire to create impediment in the path of devotional service for exalted devotee. Yes. This is by the arrangement of the Lord, the impediment comes. And Prabhupada giving the example of Kharan Hiranyakasipu. Hiranyakasipu was the gatekeeper, was the direct servant, chokidar of Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan want to enjoy Bira Rasa. He want to fight with somebody, but nobody is qualified to fight with him. So he has to choose among his men, his person. So he select these two. They are maybe very powerful. So he selected these two. And by his will, they became his enemy. For a particular period, here it is said that for 3 lifetimes, Lord enjoyed with them inimical rasa, vira rasa. They fighting with him. And so this is impediment. Progress for 3 lifetimes. Then they come back to their post. So, devotional service sometimes can be checked by the impediment, checked by the desire of the Lord. And sometimes by the desire of the devotee too. So, here in the case of Priyavrata Maharaj, he accepted the order of his spiritual master. Who is the spiritual master? Swayam Narada. Narada is one of the Mahajana. We have 12 Mahajana, we know. Narada is one of them. And the topmost preacher. And he accepted him as his guru. And now it is his dharma. The guru mukha padma vakya chitete kariya akya ara na kariya mane asa. Nothing. He did not think anything else. So he accepted vairagya dharma and give up materialistic life and went to forest with Naraji and was performing his way of Krishna consciousness in renounced order. And he is following his guru, and guru is also Mahajana. And now That time, Priyavrata Maharaj, he didn't object also. He was his father when he went for initiation from Naraji Maharaj. So he didn't object. Okay, good. But when he feel requirement, Manu Maharaj, he is also a Mahajan. He is not an ordinary person too, Swayambhu Manu. And now he went and requesting in his both position. What one position, he is the direct father. He has his right, he is a father. And his another person, he is Mahajan. And the ruler of the whole planet. In his three position, now he is requesting and ordering to his son. If he is a follower of religious principle, then I have to follow the Mahajan Janagata Sapantha. He is Manu Maharaj, he is Mahajan, he is telling me I have to follow his order. Or if he is social order, then he is my father, I have to follow. And another also in society, he is a king, he is the ruler of the whole planet. I am his subject. Whether I am renounced or not renounced, I have to follow his order. So in three ways, he has to follow his order. Now, he has to follow his order in three ways, and another way is Guru Vakya Avamanana. Naraji is telling, no, you are renounced, so he should not give up his renounced life. You have to lead your life in this way. Now he is totally confused position, Priyavrata Maharaj. So, in this position, he decided to deny to his father. Not only his father, deny to Mahajan, deny the emperor. Because for him, he thought the Guru Vakya is very powerful, is heavy weight now. I am renounced, so I have to follow, and my Guru is also Mahajan. So both points is there, two points here, three points there. And the social point and all that is not so powerful point. So he, comparison, he said this is more powerful, so he disobeyed the order of Manu Maharaj. No, I am not going to come back. So then Manu Maharaj take help of his father, and he is not only father, he is the Srishtikarta. He is the son of the direct son of the Supreme Lord. Not only direct son, he is direct disciple, direct son, and he is the source of Vedas, Srishtikarta, Adijeev, and he is the first Mahajan. So in his position, and with all his sons, those are very, very elevated person, all the rishis, Pula, Pulastha, Marichi, Kratu, all this. Among, with them, all Brahma, with Manu, he are. Now is really difficult position in front of Priyavrata Maharaj. What to do now? Now it is heavy. He is two Mahajan, Brahma and Swayambhu Manu. And his father and grandfather. And he is king of this planet, and he is king of the whole universe. He is Srishtikarta, Brahma. In their position, all of them, and with all the rishis, and they are now ordering me, what to do now? Now Naraji is one side, as Mahajan and spiritual master, two points he has. Now so many points there, and now he has no way. This match, now he have to, now he have to obey, there is no point now. So now he agreed. And he is following Mahajana Jena Gatasa Pantha. Now one Mahajan, there are two Mahajan now. Now he has to follow this side is more heavier now. So he accepted and he come back. He has given up his renounced order and he come back and accepted family life and he became king and begot children and started ruling the kingdom as an ordinary king. Now, according to the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj saying, Matirna Krishne Paratha Svatova Mitha Vipadyeta Grihabratana. Prahlad Maharaj saying, once Mati, the intelligence, the mind will never be attached to Krishna. Never. Acha, never. Even if Matirna Krishna Paratha Svatova, Paratha means if somebody else from outside, some spiritual master, some devotee, they will preach him, help him, guide him. This will not work. Parato not work. Swata he himself will try. That will not work too. Achha. Then what is the hope? We are hopeless. If you are really attached to material Krishna, then Matir na Krishna, he said, definitely not. Your mind will never be attracted towards Krishna. You will be helped by some others, or you try by yourself. Why such a dangerous position? No, because this position, because for whom? For grihabratanam. If somebody has taken a brata, a bhav, for them it is like that. Grihabrata. Sometimes we are observing some brata, like an Ekadasi day, we are taking brata. What brata we are taking? At least for some hours we will not eat grains. Right? From morning to evening, or we'll keep fasting for some hours till noon or something. Some brata we are taking. At least for today, we'll not accept grains. So then any feast or anything comes, no, today Ekadasi brata, I am observing the brata, I am taken bhav, I am not eating grains. So like that, if somebody has taken brata, has taken bhav, what kind of bhav? That I will not go away from materialistic life. This is my brata. I will be always in this materialistic life. This is griha brata. If somebody has accepted this brata, has taken the vow to be always in griha brata, then how come by the help of others, by his own trial, it will never ever happen that he will be Krishna conscious? Never. He has to give up his brata. That's why Prahlada Maharaj says griha brata anam. But Priyabrat Maharaj, he accepted family life. So Sukadev Goswami accepted family life, that means Grihabrata, but actually it is not Grihabrata. So how come it again happened that Priyabrat Maharaj again attained Parampadam, again attained to the feet of Lord? So actually Priyabrat Maharaj accepted by the order of heavy power to Mahajan, Manu and Brahma, he didn't reject the others and accept their order. But because he had already observed his mind totally in the Makaranda Rasa, in the real nectar from the lotus feet of Lord, so even if for time, sometimes he attached to family life, it will not create any disturbance to him. That point he is making. So, in this point, Sukadeva Goswami is making swa sivatamam padabim. This path of devotional service, not devotional service what we are observing. That's why Prabhupada in the last part of his purport is making, the devotional service described here is jesam tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. The devotional service performed at this stage, in which stage we are completely divided from our sinful reactions. Unless and until our sinful reactions or sinful attitude is there in our heart, then no question there to fully observe in Krishna consciousness. Jesam tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. He's saying jesam papam antagatam. The account of sin should be fully deleted. No balance at all. Nil balance. Only balance should be in punya. Jesam tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. They, only these persons, they bhajate mam dridhabratam. They can have fixed determination in devotional service. Otherwise, if the tinge of sinful activities, the attitude to commit sins is there, little bit is there, then there is no question. So you have to fully delete the sin account. And then you will have strength or conviction or determination or attachment. Then it will happen. And if somebody has fully deleted his sin account and he's attached and started his devotional service, his Krishna conscious life, if sometimes some impediment by the desire of the Lord, by the will of the Lord happens, then it may show outwardly, externally, that he has fallen. but actually internally they are not fallen. In due course of time he will come back again. This is the case in the case of Priyavrata Maharaj. This is the case. Chakravarti Thakur is giving in his explanation another point that the Lord sometimes desiring, so why the Lord is creating impediment in the part of devotional service? He himself is saying the become my devotee. And why he is creating impediment? Actually, Lord is not creating impediment. The impediment comes out of the desire of the Lord is because Lord wants to teach us, the general populace, some lesson. So how he will touch, how he will teach lessons? He has to take the example from Jana. And through them, he will teach us. Sometimes Prabhupada used to say that the sas, the mother-in-law, mother, has to teach the sister-in-law, then he has to chastise to his sister. Daughter-in-law can be taught by the instruction to the daughter. You follow it, na? सास बहू को सिखाने के लिए अपने लड़की को डांट करके सिखाएगी, ऐसा समझो ना. सो दिस वे व्हेन द लॉर्ड वांट्स टू टीच अस, वी आर न्यू कमर, वी आर लाइक डॉटर इन लॉ. सो लॉर्ड वांट्स टू टीच अस, सो ही कैन नॉट टीच डायरेक्टली, सो यू हैव टू टेक अप हिज ओन डॉटर, हिज ओन डिवोटी. सो आउट वाली एक्सटर्नल वी सी हाउ कम लॉर्ड इज बाय डिजायर इज क्रिएटिंग इंपेडिमेंट. नो, just like in the case of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was the direct son of the Lord, Rishabhdev. And he was the eldest son. Not only that, Lord Rishabhdev, he was telling to all his sons, he has 100 sons, he was telling all of them that if you have any doubt in Krishna consciousness, in matter of Krishna consciousness, in matter of devotional life, then take help of this son, Bharat. He is really advanced. He is such elevated that he can guide you. Take his help. And not only that, he made him king. And Bharat Maharaj was so detached, so attached to the feet of Lord, that at his young life, he gave up the whole kingdom, the whole opulence, his family life, everything, like Malabat. It is described in Bhagavatam, how he gave up Malabat. Mala means stool. Sometimes every morning we are going to toilet to do that job, but passing it, do we feel some unhappy, weight loss like 1 kilo, 2 kilo, like that? Never ever, no. Put flask immediately, give it away. Immediately, don't see it again. Wash it away. Exactly in this way, King Bharat washed, give it away, all this opulence, his family life, his wife and kingdom, his name, fame, everything, like stool. And he went to the forest, accepted a noun starter and started his bhajan. That thing happened, he attached to the deer. And that is not by his own. How the Lord is putting. So he was plucking some flowers in the forest for his worship. And he saw the event happened that the group of deer and the tiger is coming and they are in danger. So all of them, they run away. So one she deer, she was pregnant and out of fear she was running and there is a drain. So now she's thinking, shall I go or not? Another sound from the tiger. Then full strength he started jumping. He crossed over and the baby deer come out. And on the other side, the sea deer, he died. And the baby deer fallen into the water and is... Now Bharat Maharaj Singh in his front, the baby deer is going to die. Nobody is there to rescue him. Now in this case, if he is not going to help him, nobody is there. So, devotees are always compassionate, dayalu. So out of his compassion, Bharat Maharaj keep his flower basket down and went to help rescue the baby deer. Now he brought the deer back. Now there is no father. Now Bharat Maharaj, but now he has to take care of him, take care of the deer. So he started taking care. Baby deer is very, very lovely, attractive. You know that. And slowly, slowly, attachment comes. That is the arrangement of the Lord. Bharat Maharaj was very, very detached. He detached his whole family. He must have a small, small baby. He detached from them. Now he's a deer. He's not a human being. How come he attached there? This is the plan of the will of the Lord. He is teaching. The Lord is teaching us through the behavior of Bharat Maharaj. That even if you are so much determined to attend the lotus feet of the Lord, then that nature, the daya, is also an impediment. This is one of the satagun work. This daya is one of the work in satagun. Gun is rasi, it will bind you again. The pure devotees, they will be free from daya even. Yes, in this case. So, whole society will say, in this case, Bharat Maharaj is such a devotee. How cruel he is. He is not helping this. Animal being is going to die. So he went forward to help and he cut there. So in the Bharat Maharaj accepted a deer body, we are thinking he is fallen down, but this fall down is not really fall down. This is by the will of the Lord. This is a teaching to us. Similarly, in the example of Priyavrata Maharaj, the Lord is teaching to us. He selected Priyavrata Maharaj as his own person and he is acting through him. He is giving this teaching. What teaching is he giving? That even in some cases, our superiors, if he is ordering us something which is really not favorable to our devotional service, which is like an impediment to practice of Krishna conscious life, but still we have to prayer. If they are in very elevated position, we have to follow their order, even if the order is not in favor of devotional life, but we have to follow. That teachings the Lord is giving through Priyavrata Maharaj, that though Brahma and Swayambhu Manu ordered Priyavrata to come and accept family life and become king, though this both the thing to become attached to family life, enter into family life and become a king is not conducive, is not favorable to devotional service, but by to respect the order of the superiors, he accepted them. So these teachings the Lord is giving through Priyavrata Maharaj. Even the order is anupajogi to bhakti, but still we have to follow. If they are Mahajana, if they are very exalted, if they are elevated and our superiors, even if outwardly it is impediment, but still we have to follow. If we follow, then by the grace of the Lord, nothing will happen to us. No checking. In due course of time, we will achieve our desired goal again. So such teachings Lord is giving through the character of Priyavrata Maharaj. Though Priyavrata Maharaj, in ordinary sense, anybody can think, he is like a Batansi. He has given up the life, accepted fully renounced order. And again, how come the father accepted, father told, and grandfather told, and he come back? And again married, again accepted family life, become king? No, they are not ordinary father, they are not ordinary grandfather. Both of them are Mahajana. So that's why, in their dealings, direct, all these plans are made by the Lord. This all thing happened by the will of the Lord. So this is the case where the impediments come out of the arrangement of the Lord, desire of the Lord. If the Lord is giving impediment through his planning, then this impediment is not harmful. If we accept this impediment, then that is also devotional service. That is also devotional service. So we have to be very careful. But like Priyavrata Maharaj, you should know, first he denied Swayambhu Manu, but now second case, second time, he didn't deny. He accepted family life again. And by that, Lord became very pleased. He said, yes, I want that. And in due course of time, then he attained his lotus feet. That's all the will of the Lord. So, we should not be very strict, drastically. No, I am the in the non-shudder, I should not do that. This is only, if you do like that, this is Niyama Agraha. Sometimes, Niyama Agraha has dual meaning. Niyama Agraha or Niyama Agraha. You have to follow the rules and regulation. But we should not follow the rules and regulation for the sake of following the rules and regulation. No. It is required for us to follow the rules and regulation, but we have to always consider what is the goal. We have to always keep the goal in front. So, there is so many stories in regard, but the time is short. I don't know. Many nice stories we can see in the life of exalted devotees, how they have accepted this path. It's such a totally contradictory path. One devotee, I'm remembering, he was an alwar, Tirumangai alwar, who constructed the, originally he constructed the Sirangam temple. If you hear the life history of Tirumangai alwar, totally he became the gang leader of the dacoits. Yes. He accepted robbing. He became the leader of the dacoits. And not for one day, one time, two times, for 65 years. Every day he used to go and loot from the keys and other people. A big gang, around few hundreds of dacoits under him. And every day he was going to loot dacoits. The chief of the thief. And he was alwar, pure devotee. How come? If you hear the history, so such contradictions are there. So that's why the principle is, the goal should be perfect. The upaya, whatever it is, no problem. The means may be very contaminated, may be pure, that doesn't matter. If the goal is, everything is perfect. That is perfect. So that's why when Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada Maharaj was asked, so Gurudev, can you tell us how can we consider who is devotee, who is not devotee? So Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada was told, just by seeing very nice tilak, shaped head, big kanti, big mala, dress, all outward these external features, you cannot consider whether he is devotee or not. This can be imitated very nicely. Even somebody is reciting very nice shlokas, giving very nice class, and preaching nicely, and doing many other devotional activities very nicely. Yes, very perfectly. Still, you cannot just consider him as a devotee. So then how? Now you have to be with him for a good amount of time. And if you can understand why he is doing that, what is his mission? What is his goal? He wants to achieve something else or what? If you can understand somehow or other what is his, why he is doing that, why he is performing all these services, and if his the goal is to attain the feet of the Lord, then he will be considered as devotee, otherwise not. Otherwise we are seeing practically, in this temple I have seen many devotees, when they joined, they were some people say, oh, you are such a elevated devotee, like, oh, no, so smart, such a highly devotee, but they have their hidden desire to achieve, to go to America. Well, somewhere they have their hidden desire. And they do such a perfectly, such a obedient, such a punctual and every... Baba. But the hidden desire is there. Similarly, in Tirumangai alwar, he is a gang leader of a dacoits. Outwardly we are saying he is a daku sardar. But the hidden desire is, he is doing that to construct the temple for the Lord. Not a single pie he used for his own thing, for his own enjoyment. He knows from his inward and outward, whatever I'm doing only to please the Lord. Nothing else. So externally, it is really very, very, very difficult to ascertain how come he's a devotee. No. Very difficult situation. So that's why it is said, the principle is said, only a devotee can understand a devotee. Only a pure devotee can understand who is pure devotee. Otherwise, it is really difficult. Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra, big Yena Bhushaya. Even the very, very elevated learned person, they cannot understand. How, why is doing like that? You don't know why he's doing like that. Unless and until you come to know what is his goal, hidden desire, till that you cannot decide whether he's devotee or non-devotee. Hare Krishna. Time is over. So any comments or any question? Grantharasimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Yeah.